attempt to join Oil for the Loyal. You know, your cousin Bill Smeeds was a part-time member of the OFTL. Maybe they have a position for you. Bill got free gasoline, enough to get him to work and back for a week, each time he narked some juicy information to Farmland Security. You hail a taxi and give the wrinkle of a man the address. You know where it is. It's not too far from the job you can no longer afford to go to. As you ride on, ignoring the cabbie's mindless banter, you wonder if you should try to bring the organization down from the inside, or perhaps you should get as rich as you possibly can off of it at the expense of whoever. You infiltrate to bring it down. You walk into the recruitment center. There is a long line here. People smoking ciggies and sipping sodas from the vending machine as they wait. Some are dressed in suit and ties, and others in hunting camo. You are number 562. After a 15-minute wait, 394 is called. It's going to be a long day. You keep waiting in line. It feels like it's about 105 degrees in here. Sweat drips off you and joins the sweat of the others in line. A oily pool of human coolant, reflecting little rainbows off the long, flittering strips of office lighting. Finally, your number is called. You have a bomb in your briefcase. You grin at the lady and shake her warm hand. You carry the briefcase with you to the room three doors down. Oil for the Loyal posters are plastered all along it.